So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'im le'isha ariyat mukudashasli. If someone performs kedushin with the stipulation, Amenasha adabra lecha l'shiltoin ve'esa imcha kipayil, that he will speak on her behalf to the ruler or perform some labor for her. Dibra le l'shiltoin ve'asi imcha kipayil mukudashas. Vimlav ein mukudashas. The kedushin is only valid if he fulfilled the condition. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah's expression amenas on condition in place of bischar in exchange for indicates shenasan lashava pruta. He gave her money for kedushin, and these actions were merely a stipulation, because the Mishnah is of the opinion yeshen l'schiris mitchila v'atzayif. A worker is owed his wages in increments for the work he's already done. Therefore, the cost of his labor is a milva alone, and a makadish b'milva ein mukadeshes alone cannot be used for kedushin. On the other hand, the Gemara cites a braisa, b'schar sheher kafticha ala chamur, sheher shavticha b'kroin or b'svina, einem mekudeshes. He cannot use wages already owed him for driving her on the donkey or wagon, because it is a loan. However, b'schar sheher kafticha ala chamur, sheher shivcha b'kroin or b'svina, mekudeshes, he can use the value of future labor, which is not a loan. Similarly, sheve mi b'tzavsa b'kadosh lach. If she requests that he spend time with her, and the wages for his time will be the kedushin. Or schak lefanai, rakad lefanai, asa kadimus hazeh, if she requests that he entertain her or build her a particular structure, and he will waive his wages as kedushin, shaman im yesh b'shava pruta mukadeshes. If the labor is worth a pruta, the kedushin is valid. The Gemara explains that the brais is of the opinion, ein l'schiris el l'b'saif. A worker is only owed his wages after he completes the job. Therefore, his wages are not a milva and can be used for kedushin. Zok the Mishnah, Amenasha yirtza abba. If he stipulates that his father must agree to the match, Ratza ha'av mekudeshes, bimlav ein mekudeshes. The kedushin is only valid if he agrees. Mesa av, harizim mekudeshes. If the father dies, the kedushin is valid. The Mishnah concludes, Mes ha'ben, malam din ha'av loy mesha ein reitza. If the son dies, we tell the father to disapprove of the match in order to invalidate the marriage retroactively and release her from her bond to the yavam. The Gemara points out an apparent contradiction. On the one hand, Meis Ha'av, Holoi Omer In, the Kedushin is valid if the father dies, although he never explicitly agreed, indicating, Amenas Sheyishtagaba, the condition was that he should not protest when he first hears of the Kedushin. On the other hand, Malamdenes Ha'av, Hashasik, the father can protest even after originally agreeing, indicating, Amenas Sheloyimcha, the condition was that he should not protest at any time. Maybe the Gemara offers two interpretations of the Mishnah. Amenas sheyirtza abba means amenas sheyishtak abba. If he stipulated that he should not protest when he first hears of the kedushin, shasak mekudeshes. If he is quiet, the kedushin is valid. Michal alter ein mekudeshes. But if he protested immediately, the kedushin is not valid. However, if he stipulated amenas sheyimcha abba, that he never protests, meisav mekudeshes, since he didn't protest. Additionally, Mesa ben Malam din Ha'av, the father can still protest if the son dies. Amenas sheyirtza abba means Amenas sheyimcha abba, mikan v'shleishim yoyim, that he will not protest for 30 days after hearing of the kedushin. Therefore, Ratza Ha'av mekudeshes. If he does not protest for 30 days, the kedushin is effective. Similarly, Mesa Av mekudeshes, since he didn't protest. Additionally, Mesa ben Malam din Ha'av, the father may be instructed to protest if the son dies within 30 days. Zok the Mishnah, Kedashti es biti ve'en yedea lemi kedashtia. Someone claims he married off his daughter but does not remember to whom. Uba echad ba'amar ani kedashtia neman. A person is believed to say that he was the one who married her. The Gemara explains, neman litin get. He is believed only insofar that his get permits her to others, because ein od mechayte b'leiloi. He would not sin and permit a married woman to remarry without personal gain. However, Amarav, Eina Neman Lichnais, he may not marry her because Eima Yitzri Taikfai, he may be lying in order to marry her. On the other hand, Ravasi Amar, Af Neman Lichnais, he is permitted to marry her, as Rashi explains, L'chatzif L'meimer, L'fnei Ha'av, Anihu, Duma Machishle. He would be afraid to lie since the father might contradict him and say, you are certainly not the one. However, even Ravasi agrees, Oimeres niskadashti, ve'en yedes lemi niskadashti, uva'achav ama kedashtia, she'en neman lichnes. If a woman forgets from whom she accepted a kedushin, a person is not believed to identify himself as her husband, because he, mechapolav, he would lie since he depends on her covering up for him in order to be married to him. The Gemara challenges Rav in the Mishnah's conclusion regarding kedashti es biti. ואין יודע למי קדשתיה. זה אומר אני קדשתיה, וזה אומר אני קדשתיה. If two people claim to have married her, שניהם נוסנים גט, she must receive a get from both of them if she wants to marry someone else. Or, ואם רצו, אחד נוסן גט ואחד קיינס. She's permitted to marry one of them after the other gives her a get. Clearly, one is even believed to marry her. The Gemara answers, Kivin de'ika achar bahadei ir tusei mirtas. When someone else also claims to have married her, he's afraid the father will remember and identify him. Therefore, as Rashi explains, it is probable that kushta kamar v'shege negder shekichish yare l'kainza b'noisen get. The other man is the imposter, and he gave her a get because he was afraid of being caught. Therefore, the one who maintains his story is fully believed. The Gemara cites a braisa in support of Rav Asi. Kedashti es biti ve'en yedei l'mi kedashtia uvo echad v'amar kedashtia af neman lichnes, he's fully believed and may marry her. The braisa continues, Kenasa uvo echad v'amar ani kedashtia l'kalamenu l'israelav. After she marries him, a subsequent claim would not forbid her to her husband. The Gemara explores a father's credibility to claim that he married off his daughter. Rav Amar ain't cycling. She does not get the death penalty for adultery based on her father's claim that she has an Ashes Ish, because Ki Hemne Rachman La'av Li'i Sura. The Torah only believed him to prohibit her to others, as the Pasuk says, as biti nesati l'ish hazeh. However, L'katala Lo'i Hemne, he is not believed regarding the death penalty. However, Rav Asi Amar cycling, she does get the death penalty, because L'kula Milse Hemne Rachman La'av, the Torah believed the father completely. However, everyone agrees regarding Emeris Niskadashti, she ain't cycling. She does not get the death penalty for adultery based on her own claim that she's an Ashes Ish, because La'av Hemni Rachmano, Ladida Lehemna. The Torah explicitly grants credibility to the father, but not to the woman herself. The Gemara records another opinion, Rav Chisda Amar, Echadze ve'echadze ain't cycling. Even the father is not believed regarding the death penalty. Similarly, Rav Chisda holds, Benize ben Tesha Shon V'yem Echad, Biti Zubas Gimel Shon V'yem Echad, Neman le carbon. Father is believed to declare that his child is an adult regarding their obligation to bring a carbon chatas. And as Abraisa says, Neman le nadarm, ula haramim, ula kdeshis, ula arachim. He's believed regarding all vows. Avaloi le makas, avaloi le ancient. However, we do not punish the child based on his say-so.